Coming now into our sitting practice, let's engage again with that posture that can help us embody a mountain. So we did it standing, now we can do it sitting. The instructions will be as if you're in a chair, so adapt if you're on a cushion or bench. And so we begin by simply feeling feet and legs and bottom and hands in our laps, nicely supported by the earth. And we take care of the torso with the shoulder roll up, back and down. With the last roll, bringing our shoulder blades to the back, nice and softly pressed inwards to create a nice uplift through the chest and a straightening of the spine. All the while still feeling the feet, the bottom, the hands, ground. You might care to breathe into the posture already. And then we take care of our face and head, having them nicely balanced, neck neutral. Eyes open or closed, eyes are taking in a vista, whether open or closed, so they're not downwards, yet they're still soft. And just breathe into the whole body sitting in this posture with a friendly, interested awareness, curious and kind. Letting breathing subside, be just as it is, making a choice as to whether you'd like to focus your breathing in one location, like nostrils, belly, or chest, or the breathing into the whole body feels good. Natural, easeful. What do you need here for an anchor? And continuing to have a sense of the body as we breathe, being curious and kind. We'll invoke now the image of a mountain to support our practice. And so holding in mind an image of a mountain, one you know or you've seen pictures of, taking a moment for that. Some of us imagine these things in imagery, others of us will just sense into, either way is fine. And as you feel ready, becoming the mountain, if that feels suitable. Otherwise, be sitting in the presence of the mountain, if that feels suitable. Regardless, letting the mountain inform, qualities of presence and stillness, dignity, majesty even. And letting that image or sensing into be a nice reminder of being in meditation, of sitting or standing, simply here, witnessing all things. Not getting lost in imagery, but rather using the image or the sensing of the mountain as a way to refresh the intentions for presence in the body with the breathing. The mountain witnesses all things and endures all things. The different weather systems, night and day, the clouds that move across the sky, the rain, the snow. And so too we can witness all things with this abiding awareness, letting the thoughts and emotions move through like clouds across the sky. Stronger moods, perhaps more like a weather system that's settled in for a while. We open to it, we endure it. We don't fight it. We watch it pass as we sit and breathe like a mountain. All manner of plants and trees grow on the mountain, changing its surface, All kinds of different animals come and go, affecting the mountain. And the mountain receives them all. So too can we, as we notice various sensations in the body as they show. Some will come and stay for a while, take up residence, we welcome them, and others will be quite fleeting, short lives. With dignity, determination, to accept all things and persevere like the mountain. Staying embodied as a mountain. And dropping into the calmness of the mountain that abides all change. Resting here in an unwavering stillness and rootedness in the face of all the changes of our lives, with strength, stability, a graciousness. The mountain takes nothing personally. It's just life, nature, moving through. And it is part of it. Li Po wrote long ago, "The birds have vanished into the sky, and now the last cloud drains away. We sit together, the mountain and me, until only the mountain remains."